Joining us now on the line, as it is time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Of course, the 2008 ADT Championship right around the corner this November at Trump International Golf Club. For advanced tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or log on to ADTChampionship.com. Joining us now on the line is Karen Stupples, who has qualified for the ADT Championship. She was one of the 14 women who qualified in the season's first half based on points. So Stupples in the field, and Karen joins us now. Karen, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Thank you. That's my problem. My pleasure.
You have qualified for the ADT Championship. You are one of those 19 ladies that so far is in the field,
yep.
32 women this November at Trump International Golf Club. So far on your year, four top tens. How has your season been going so far?
I actually feel pretty happy with certainly the first half of the season. The half that I qualified in, felt very consistent, played very solid that first bit. Second half, I've been a little disappointed. I've had a few sickness issues, so I haven't played as well as I would have liked, but I'm looking forward to, finding some form just in time to try for that $1 million.
Well, I was looking at your stats online, and it looks like your putter's been acting pretty good for you this year. Top 10 in putts per green, so that sounds like it's clicking. What else is clicking with your game?
My iron play has been pretty solid, and at the start of the year, my driving was real good. I hit a lot of long drives and good solid shots. And my driver went south a little bit over these last few months. And but I found a new driver, and hopefully that's going to carry me through pretty good these last few events.
LPGA Tour Pro Karen Stupples joining me here on the line. Two-time winner on the LPGA Tour. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. And Karen, two of those victories on the LPGA Tour both came in 2004, one of them being the Women's British Open at Sunningdale. And, of course, you are originally from England, so it must have felt good to win your first ever career major in your home country.
It really was special because Sunningdale is about as close to my home as you can get. And, to have all my family and all my friends there and, to have the home crowd support was something really special because I don't get that very often, playing most of my events here in the States. So, it really was amazing, and it was just a magical week all round.
And, it was a very interesting victory because not only did you win in convincing fashion, but you set a couple of records as well. The scoring record, 19 under par, 269 for the week, and then you also became only the second player ever in LPGA Tour history to record a double eagle in a major championship. Tell me about that.
You know what? That really was amazing. And I started out. Sunningdale has a par five start. So that you need to get off to a quick start there. And I thought, I really have to get off to a good start here if I'm going to have a chance to win this tournament. So I started off with an eagle on the first hole, and then the second hole I had that double eagle, and I really couldn't believe it because that really is the stuff of dreams or films or whatever. It was happening to me. And it was really quite unbelievable, and it was a blind shot, so I couldn't see the ball go in the hole, but you could definitely tell from the crowd's reaction what had happened. It was really amazing, and, I knew that it was going to be my day after that happened.
Well, now here's the important question. Was that your first ever albatross, and have you had any since, and did you keep the ball?
Yes, that was my first ever albatross. Yes, I did keep the ball, and I have not had any since. I've had a few holes in one, but never... I think the double eagle had to be the real key.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Karen Stupples joining us here on the line, LPGA Tour Pro, two-time winner on the LPGA Tour, and she has so far had four top tens in her 2008 season and has qualified based on points in the first half of the season for the upcoming ADT Championship this November at Trump International Golf Club. And, of course, you mentioned, Karen, it's a 32-woman field, and you mentioned the $1 million first place prize. They usually have it out in cash in a glass box. How many times have you played in the ADT, and what was your best ever finish?
I've only ever played it once before, and that was before there was the $1 million prize. And I think I did okay. I don't think I played great. I think Trump International is the kind of course that the more you play it, the better you know it, the better your results should be because you understand the course a little better. So coming back there a second time, I should feel a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, with $1 million on the line, that's going to be some kind of great buzz to play on.
Yeah, it always is. It's a great format. Of course, 32 yep. women start the week. Then you cut it in half to 16 after Friday. Cut that in half again after Saturday yep. to 8 ladies. And then 8 ladies on Sunday vying for that $1 million. And it'll be a nice family vacation. Coming down to South Florida. I know you guys live in Central Florida, yep. but I read somewhere that your husband, Bobby, is your caddy, and your one-year-old son, Logan, is on the road with you. Tell me about that.
That's exactly right. We actually have an RV, so we're going to come on down in the RV, and we're going to camp a little bit, and we're going to hang out as a family. And we always travel as a family anyway, but it will be kind of nice not to have to travel, you know, part of the way across the country. Just a little three-hour trip down the turnpike would be perfect. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, Logan, my son, he travels really good, and Bobby, you know, having him caddy for me makes it all the more special that we can do things as a family together, and we can keep it as a family. And I really, really am grateful for that.
You know, that's very interesting, Karen. I don't think you're the only one that does it. I know Julie Inkster has kids. Are there a couple of other players on tour that travel with their family as well?
There are actually quite a few traveling with their families now. Having a baby is like Hollywood. You know, it's becoming quite fashionable to have a baby. It's the same thing on tour. We just follow the trends of Hollywood.
Now, here's the interesting thing that I'm questioning. You know, Annika Sorenstam announced her retirement a couple of months ago, and this yep. will probably be her last year on the LPGA Tour. And she, the reason that she mentioned was that she wants to start a family. Knowing what you know as a mother on tour, and you've got your son and your husband with you on tour on a weekly basis, do you think Annika at some point might come back to the tour? Because it seems like it is possible to be a mother and still be a touring pro.
Oh, it absolutely is. I think it very much depends on what your goals are as a golfer, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I've never been the world number one, and I probably will never be the world number one, but I can be as good as I can be. Now, Annika, having been the world number one, it would be a tough thing, I think, for her to play, knowing that she might never reach that again. For me, I'm very comfortable with that, because that's part of, you know, how I've accepted. And, you know, I love being a mother, but I was not ready to give up playing competitive golf. I think when you have been number one for such a long time, and and all the pressures and all the extra stuff that you have to do when you're number one, I think that really plays on your time. And you know, maybe she's just ready for a break from it. And yeah, maybe she will come back. Maybe she'll get that competitive edge again. Maybe she'll, you know, watch LPGA on the TV and think, oh, I wish I was out there doing that again. So you never know. I mean, she said she's stepping away. She hasn't said she's retiring. So you never know.
Interesting stuff. LPGA Tour Pro Karen Stupple is joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Of course, Karen, one of the 19 ladies so far throughout the year who has qualified for the 32-woman field, of course, this November at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Karen, just a couple of more quickies for you before I let you go. First of all, we already mentioned that you're from England originally, and I'm curious, how close are the English players on tour? Yourself, Laura Davies, Joanna Head, Joanne Morley. Is it a close-knit group?
We are very close. I mean, we travel, you know, obviously traveling quite a bit. We don't see each other all the time. Laura still plays quite a bit in Europe. Jo Head and I are really good friends. We grew up playing a lot of golf together, so we all hang out a bit. And she lives in Orlando too, so it's that's kind of nice. Joanne Morley's not out here anymore, so she's not around. But there are some new English players, you know, wanting to get out here and wanting to get playing on the LPGA. So that would be kind of nice to see them come out here too.
Now, how about some of the male English golfers, like Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, Paul Casey, Luke Donald? Are the females from England close with the males as well?
We are, actually. I mean, I'm quite lucky that I live at Lake Nona, so I have Ian Poulter and Justin Rose as my neighbours, which is kind of nice. And Jo Head, of course, her husband caddies for Ian Poulter, so she's real close with the Poulters. And we do see each other quite a bit. And you know, it would be better if we had sort of a man and a woman tournament, so you could sort of be with them a little bit more often. But because it's always very interesting to see how they play and what they do differently, because it's always good to learn from that, I think.
Right. Well, there is one co-ed male and female inter-club tournament. It's the Tavistock Cup between Isleworth and Lake Nona.
Yeah.
I know Annika has played for Lake Nona in the past, and Paula Kramer just recently this year played for Isleworth. Have you thought any about maybe playing in that 12-person team event?
Well, you never know. I mean, now you know, maybe Annika not playing, they might need a female to play, and I might like to step in there. We'll see. I mean, I think it'd be an interesting tournament to play in because, you know, I've obviously watched it and been there, and you know, definitely if it's played at Lake Nona, I think I'd like to give it a shot.
LPGA Tour Pro Karen Stupple is joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. All right, last thing for you, Karen. Obviously, you are a Florida State graduate. Are you a big Pigskin fan, and do you follow the Seminoles quite a bit?
I do. I love football. It's one of my favorite things. And, you know, this whole stuff, I think that may have accounted for my drought in my golf, is that I've just missed football. you know, I really do love it and enjoy it.
That's awesome. Now, I got to let you know. I got to let you know, I'm a University of Florida graduate, so I'm a Gator.
And now I was liking you. I might have to change that.
I know. I figured I'd let you know that at the end of the interview so I could at least get 10 good minutes with you on the phone. But we have a game in common that we'll both be tuning into November 29th. It's in Tallahassee this year, of course, Florida State.
You've had the better of us these last few years. So hopefully we can turn it around.
Well, it's cyclical. I mean, you know, the Seminoles used to dominate the Gators about 10 or 12 years ago. So everything kind of is cyclical. And right now we're enjoying a couple of good years. But I'm sure Bobby will get things figured out up there. And now with Jimbo Fisher on the coaching staff as well, I'm sure things are going to be looking up for the Seminoles pretty soon.
Absolutely. It has to. I mean, the facilities and everything they've got going on there and the history of the program now, I think that they'll definitely start to see the recruits come in again and they'll definitely start to look on the up for them.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. She is LPGA Tour Pro Karen Stupple's 2 career victories on the LPGA Tour. And, of course, she has already qualified for this year's ADT Championship coming up this November at Trump International. We look forward to seeing you down here in West Palm in November.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
That was our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Karen Stupple is joining us here on the line. Much thanks to her, of course. The 2008 ADT Championship coming up this November at Trump International. 32 women vying for that $1 million first place prize. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX, T-I-X, or log on to ADTChampionship.com.